Hello, welcome back to another Night of Learning. This is Ari Nyman. I always say I cannot replace Rav Mordechai Plotzker, but I'll be giving Shir in her stead. We are learning Leila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Menzalel, Parabas Pinchas, and our sponsor for tonight. We'd like to thank the sponsor who sponsored in memory of Noach ben Avraham Moshe Alevi. Noach ben Avraham Moshe Alevi, Neshama Shev and Aliyah. And we're learning, and we thank you for your sponsorship. And it should be the Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and it should be Neshama should be a watch over us. It should be a schus, for all of Klal Yisrael. We're learning Refuah Shleima, for all those who are sick, and we're learning and davening for them. I'm sure it should be a schus for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. Yep. The other night we spoke about the Paraduma that how do we know whether there is a trefa within the Paraduma? We talked about the idea that there could be various simanim and how to really know that. I'm going to continue with the Minchas Asher, but in a different essay. It's called Be'inyan Tumas Meis. That is to explore Tumas Meis that when a person dies. So we quote a couple of psukim, and then he has several parts. And so the Torah says in this week's Parshas Chukas, towards the beginning, before we talk about the Paraduma, so we talk about Tumah, and this is what it says. Zosat Torah, this is the law, Adam Kimis Boel, when a person dies in a tent, Ko'aba El Ohel V'cholasher Boel, Yitzma Shivas. Everyone that comes into the tent and everything that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And a couple of psukim later, the whole Asher Yikah, whoever touches Al Panan Sadeh in the open field, Bachal Al-Kharev, one that is slain with a sword, Ove Meis, or one that died, Ove Asim Adam, or a bone of a man, Ove cover or a grave, Yitma Shivas Yamin, shall be unclean 7 days. So the halacha is that if you come into contact with a mace, you are tamei for 7 days, and the psukim later on talk about the para aduma. So the Minchas Asher is going, Rav Asher Weiss is going to explore the idea of tuma in Aleph. This is his first section of the essay. Hinei nechaku in tumas mace. Nimnis b'minyan tarayag mitzvah shabbatorah. So machlokas rishonim whether becoming tamei, the tumah in general, is included as part of the 613. Aramba m'sefer mitzvos, mitzvos asay kozayin, mana halacha zu, v'chein masinu b'sefer achinach mitzvah shin tzadiches. Rambam counts becoming tamei as one of the 613 mitzvos. And we're going to explore how this applies. What does it mean to have a mitzvah or is there becoming tamei? We're going to explain. And their opinion of the Rambam is that even all the halachas are included in this mitzvah. That is, that every single halacha is related to tumah is part of the general category of the mitzvah, or we're going to see really more of the avera of becoming tumah. We'll explore that. Acharambam so the Sadik Vav, Kasa of the England, will know Ella Mashiishbo Mitzvah. The Ramban writes that actually you don't count it except for what's considered a mitzvah. Mashain Kane Hatumas. It's unlike the Tumas. The Ain Isser Lahat Tamos, Amis Lily Tar, Reinam Eladin Mainsham. He says, there's no Isser to become Tameh. There's no mitzvah to become Tar. It's only various halachas. If you become Tameh, such a thing happens. But there's no Itzra becoming Tameh. There's no mitzvah becoming Tar. Of course, there's going to be an exception in a second. With Divra Harambam Sham, Mivor, the mitzvah zu koeles called Dine Tumas Meis, Dahainu Maga of the Oel Kul. The Rambam explained that this mitzvah is included that the Tumas Meis is, everything that's included in Tumas Meis is Maga, which is touching, you touch the dead body, the Oel. Oel is, you are in the same room as the dead body. Uchidarko b'chol, and the chul, uchidarko b'chol makom, the chol kei ha-mitzvah, chulam ba, the inam nimim b'fnei asmam, the chol zeh pashut. And that everything, every single part of the mitzvah is included in it, and it's not counted by itself, and it's a symbol. In other words, that all the halachas are included in this one category called tameh. Mehine tumas meis hi gdola mikol atumos. Tumas meis is greater than all the tumas. The meis kare avi avos ha tuma. The meis loenu is called avi avos. Vanegeabo avatuma. Somebody touches an avatuma, mashalom atzinim b'shar tumas. Unlike other tumas. So for let's say a sheket, a dead bug, you touch it, it goes from av to rishon. But a dead body, it's avi avos to av. V'hine tumas maga v'tumas ol mefarshim mekorei hakodesh b'parshaseinu. And things like maga, touching, and the ol are explicitly stated in our parsha. Ach tumas masa ein on the mefarshes b'torah. But masa isn't. Masa is, I think, a leaning on it. That if you lean on particular, you lean on the body, or I think something, whereas the same, let's say the body is leaning on a bench and you lean on the bench, so that also contracts tuma. El amdu ben midrasha kimavar b'sifrei parsha seinu piska kol chav zayin yalkut remez. So that is that touching the dead body, and OL is the Raisa, but Masa leaning on it, so that's only from a Drasha and it quotes the Rambam and a couple other places. The Chidush Metzina B'Rambam in many places, Mehochas Tumas Meis, the In Chiyu Kareis Albias Mikdash, Elo the Tumah Meforshis Vatora. The Rambam is that for the Tumas Meis, Chiyuv Kareis, that is that if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, so that's only for things explicitly stated in the Torah. So there's an issue that if one is Tameh, all agree that if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, it's Chiyuv Kareis, very serious, which is why I don't want to get political, it's why the country up on our bias and things like that. It is a machlokes. I happen to know, I got good authority to say Rabbi Vaz Yosef Zatzal, and I believe Rabbi Yashu Zatzal both say. So also there are some who I will not name who might disagree. But Pashtus, that's why you're not supposed to go up, because presumably the Tuma, we're all Tame, it presumably has Kedusha, and that's why it's probably Aser. El the Tuma Farshas B'Torah, so only things that are explicitly stated in Torah. But whoa, El Shemamad Midrasha O Shabbat B'Kabbalah Af Tahalim Torah. Not things which are learned out, that is through a mentorish or through Navi, only things which are Daraisa. So the Rambam says only things which are explicitly stated, that is what is a chiyuv kareis. You go into the Beis HaMikdash. If it's a medrash, if there's a dura kabbalah, if it's a durabanan, certainly not that you don't get in a chiyuv kareis. That's what the Rambam says. I'm perek gimel halach gimel, the perek gimel halach gimel, the perek hey halach hey legabe din cherev hu kecholol. When he talks about a sword that's like the mace. So tuma shalom mefarshin lehedja b'kra, and also other tuma that's not explicitly stated, that also does not have the same status. Ayin shem b'rived b'kesef mishnah, and he has a parenthesis. V'zeshul shalom k'divrei merkeves mishnah shem. It's not like the merkeves mishnah says shakasu b'farish b'divrei herambam. He writes to explain the Rambam. The whole din cherev hu kechol eino elamid rabbanan, that anything that any sword that's like the dead body is only midrabanan. To the MS Benzor El Hedra, because it explicitly says it. The Divrei Rambam beperikim mehelchas bias nikdash halacha yedayin tahave min Torah v'loka lof. So the Merkavas Misha says that the Rambam says that only things which are explicitly stated, you get it's Asa Daraisa, and you get Malkus. Al Kain Kedurei Kesef Mishnah to Af Havim in the Torah Mikol Malkum Im Lo Chiyuv Kareis is that Pashut. Rather, you have to say the Kesef Mishnah says that only things which are in the Torah, and nevertheless, there's only a Chiyuv. There is no Chiyuv Kareis, and this is simple. The Griz Al Torah Kasev Bazel Farish Lashon Kasev Zos HaTorah. The Griz Rav Yosef Zev Soloveitchik, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, I believe it is, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik says, that's what it means, Zos HaTorah, that this is the Torah, because when he has it bolded, when it says Zos HaTorah, so it's only things which are explicitly stated in the Torah. Adam Kimios Boel, that is things that are for Medrash, that's different. The Kalim, the Kol Parshazu, Nemar Le'inyan, Isser B'yas Mikdash, V'tuma, Kimuar B'Pasuk Chof, L'chei Nemar Zos HaTorah, so he says, since this parsha is talking about Isser B'yas Mikdash, so that's why he says Zos HaTorah. This is the Torah, meaning the Chiyuv D'oraisa, only things which are explicitly stated in the Torah. Yechayev Kareis Ayin Sham, go explore what he says. I think it was actually the perfect essay I could take to relate to the neshama, because one of the things we know is that when the neshama passes, so every neshama, most cases, is presumed to have had the potential to be a sefer Torah, and there's a certain tumah. One of the things I once heard about tumah is that tumah is the idea that, according to some, I think Rav Hirsch says this, that when a person is tumah, they have a lesser understanding of Hashem. There's a certain barrier. There's no, according to Rav Hirsch, who takes a little bit of a more rationalist approach, I once heard that the idea is that it's not mystical in nature, it's that it's psychological. That is, that a person feels that they are a sort of away from Hashem. They're a little bit less cognizant of Hashem, if you will. They're not as aware. Hashem is still very much there. They just don't fully grasp it. And that's the idea of tumah. That's the idea of a person being tumah. And I think it's very relevant that for the neshama, who I found out passed away several years ago, however long it is, there's always a certain void in the world. So if a person was a person strives to Torah mitzvahs on whatever level they strive to do it, so the world loses, and there's a certain tumah that's associated. And it's up to us to remember that when we constantly do Torah mitzvahs, so when Chas V'Shalom, after 120 or whatever it is, we should live a very long time. So when this neshama leaves this world, a void fills it, and we can often feel it, especially if a person had particular roles. So the roles are often voided, and that's the potential of every neshama. And I think that's the lesson of the tumah spreading all with the all the halachas of tumah. So I know I'm in the morning with Torah, love Torah, learn Torah, have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.